Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Wednesday, April 24th. U.S. equity futures are extending their gains this morning. You have S&P futures up 8 points, that's 16 basis points. NASDAQ futures are outperforming, up 97 points. That's about 55 basis points. And then Dow futures are approximately unchanged. Turning to Europe, you were looking at the major indices up about 15 to 30 basis points. Very strong outperformance in Europe in basic resources and tech. Energy and industrials are also outperforming in Europe. And then on the downside, you have autos, chemicals, banks, insurance, retail, real estate, healthcare, telecom, utilities. And then turning to Asia, you generally saw green across the board. The Nikkei rallied 2.4%, the Hang Seng climbed 2.2%. Shanghai Comp rose 75 basis points. So the morning, it's all about earnings. There were a ton of reports out in the U.S., a ton of reports out of Europe. You know, the big highlights, Tesla, Texas Instruments, Visa in the U.S. last night, all were positive in one way or the other. For Tesla, it was not the Q1 results. Those were pretty bleak. But, you know, on the call, there was a lot of positive rhetoric and commentary and suggestive remarks about products and services and things coming in the future. So that is helping the stock to rally about 10% pre-market trading. You know, obviously, this follows months of pretty aggressive selling, months of bad news. We've been here before, you know, where rhetoric helps to engender a lot of optimism, the stock reacts. You know, we'll have to see if the company can deliver on a lot of this. You know, the big development was their kind of acceleration of new product launches. So they had been talking about the end of 2025. Now they're talking about potentially as soon as the end of this year or early 2025. It does not sound like this will be a huge breakthrough, brand new automobile platform. You know, the timing just won't work if they're talking about having something on the market by the end of this year. So that might be more just tweaks to existing products or evolutionary changes rather than some type of new, you know, revolutionary product. But a lot remains to be seen. There will be this robo-taxi event in a couple of months at which they will likely talk more about other new product launches also. So that's the situation in Tesla. Semiconductor stocks are bid up a lot in Europe this morning. They're rallying pre-market trading. Texas Instruments last night. Numbers on the surface, not spectacular, but the guidance for Q2 was a bit ahead of expectations, which is important in that it suggests, you know, they're reaching a trough in their revenue. And I think that was kind of one of the big areas of concern. So Texas Instruments is up about 7% in pre-market trading. ASM International, which is a European semiconductor equipment company, they had earnings out after the European close yesterday. Very strong. That stock is the top performer in Europe. So Texas Instruments and ASM, those two names are helping to power a very strong advance in semiconductor stocks. Visa was decent in the quarter, modest upsides, kept guidance unchanged for the year. Still talking about consumer spending being resilient. You know, they did, if you kind of look at some of the charts they provided, there does seem to have been a downtick, deceleration in the pace of consumer spending, but again, I think you know, nothing too dramatic or out of the or out of line with regards to consumer spending for Visa. A lot of other reports, so definitely take a look at the full piece for more. In Europe, names that are getting hit on their reports include Kering, which had their numbers out after the European close yesterday. You know, the operating income guidance for the first half of this year was very bleak, although the market is treating it as a company-specific problem. You know, LVMH is flat to up, and then Hermès is rallying ahead of its report tomorrow morning. So the Kering blow-up, you know, it is being treated mostly as a company-specific issue. Volvo Car is getting hit on its report in Europe. Air Liquide is down as well. So again, definitely take a look at the piece for all the details on earnings. But that is by far the main highlight for today. Macro news was pretty quiet. You did have Australian CPI come in a bit higher than expectations. Indonesia surprised markets with a rate hike. The hike was aimed at bolstering its currency after, you know, and that's been a huge theme now for the last several weeks, whereby the dollar strength is creating a lot of blowback, pushback in certain markets. In particular, Japan has been very aggressive rhetorically as it tries to bolster the yen. And Indonesia took action overnight with the rate hike. For the calendar today, the focus will stay on earnings. So before the open, Boeing, Hasbro, Hilton, Norfolk Southern, Otis, Synchrony, AT&T, and then after the close, you have Chipotle, Ford, IBM, Lam Research, Meta, ServiceNow, Whirlpool, United Rentals. The macro calendar is pretty quiet today. Secretary of State Blinken is in China, so there could be some headlines out of that, although there aren't expected to be any major announcements or developments coming from that trip. And that is everything for today, Wednesday, April 24th. Thank you for listening.